Good morning. 7:40 on the button. Today, January 25th, is the start of Muslim Awareness Week. Many events and activities are being planned to help us learn more about the Muslim community and their faith. Joining me this morning to discuss the week is Ihab Latoyev, coordinator of the Muslim Awareness Week. Ihab, good morning.
Good morning.
And also on the line is Reverend Arlen Bonar of the St. James United Church. Reverend, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning and assalamu alaikum.
Ihab, I'll start with you. What's one of the biggest challenges, I guess, facing the community, or one of the biggest misconceptions that the public has about the Muslim community, as far as you're concerned?
Well, actually, the biggest challenge facing the community is the misconceptions and the stereotypes that many, many people in Quebec believe about the Muslim community. And thus, the idea of Muslim Awareness Week, to go out to the people and try to meet as many people as possible, have events where there is open discussion, open exchange, so that people really know us as we are. As people who are just normal people, I hate to say, but that is the truth, because many people have this stereotype that we are very different. As normal people who have our concerns, who have our aspirations, who have our strong contributions to this society, and who live our lives as anybody else, just the guy or the gal next door. That's really what we are. Mm-hmm. And why we ventured into this is because we believe that incidents like what happened in Quebec City are the tip of an iceberg, but the iceberg goes really deep. And the only way to change this is to start changing from the base of the iceberg, with the people in general, with the everyday man and woman in Quebec, so that at the end of the day, we really can fight this hate in a constructive manner, not just by speeches and empathy.
Reverend Bonner, were you involved? Was the church involved last year in the first year of the week, or is this your first year?
No, we've been involved from the beginning of this, where they have and others, along with Montreal City Mission, St. James United. We've been working with the Jewish community as well in building relationship with the Muslim community here in Montreal, and have been doing some wonderful events over the past 3 or 4 years, and being a part of Muslim Awareness Week has been one of them. So we've been doing very creative things, I think, the first iftar and the square in front of St. James a couple of years ago, going to one another's holy places to meet and talk and celebrate. And I'd really like to underline what Ahab just said. You know, my experience in the last 4 or 5 years in discovering the Muslim community and the people within it is just the delight in meeting ordinary, wonderful people who I call brothers and sisters. And this past week at the Muslim Awareness launch, you know, to look around the room and have my heart soar as I looked at, oh, I know this one, and isn't this wonderful, look at that great person there. And so relationship, personal relationship, tends to dissipate all those terrible fears that we tend to carry around. And so part of our involvement in that this year is to try and give an opportunity in our worship to allow my community, our congregation, and anybody else who wants to come, to hear from a Muslim scholar, a scholar. Right. His name is Imad Balkas, to talk about, you know, the images of Jesus in Islam. People think, well, you know, Jesus, Christians are the enemy. No, within the Quran, Jesus is looked upon with affection and respect, and his mother, and we need to hear those things and build bridges because of them, and make sure that we're being friends with one another and not these terrible perceptions that Ahab was talking about.
Ahab, you mentioned the anniversary. It's the three-year anniversary of the Quebec City massacre. In the 3 years, have you seen any signs of hope after this terrible event?
Well, the only hope that, or the only change that I have seen, is that there are more bridges being built. I think that there are other things around us that give us negative signs and make us more worried. And I won't get into the deal. We're trying to stay positive in Muslim Awareness Week. But things like the introduction of Bill 21, it's not only the bill itself, but how it encourages those who have a negative feeling in their heart to express it. So society has not gotten better yet, but we strongly believe that this is a long-term thing. And the real way out is to really be a part of society, and society accepting us as a part of it. And we know that this is hard work. We know that this is long-term. We know that there is no like magic solution or magic word that would make it change. So the real change is that there are openings, and those openings, as Leonard Cohen says, will let the light come through.
Yeah, about the cracks letting the light in. Reverend Bonner, are you encouraged by the response from your parishioners to get involved and get to know the community more?
Absolutely, and that's been one of the exciting parts of my ministry, is the openness of my particular congregation and excitement about developing relationship and opening our doors and going to be with others and their places of worship and, you know, and recognizing that, you know, our faith is not isolated from the reality of the rest of the world or the political reality of the world. And so, you know, with Ahab and others in the Jewish community and other community, religious communities, when terrible things happen, we need to put ourselves out there. We need to put where, you know, the rubber meets the road, to stand in solidarity with one another. And so that's a really important part of who we are as a community of faith, and being aware of and embracing the other for us is not about something that threatens us, but something that makes us bigger and stronger and better. And I think that's what we all want to be.
Ab, just as we wrap up, can you drive our listeners to the website to get all kinds of information and the schedule of events?
Our website is www.SSM for Semaine de la Sensibilisation Musulmane. So SSM-MAW-the-sign.com. SSM-MAW.com.
I want to thank you both and wish you the best of luck. I hope you get a great response for Muslim Awareness Week. Ab, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Reverend Bonner, great to talk to you, and thanks for coming on the show.
And Ken, folks are welcome to join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock to hear this guy speak and a Q&A afterwards.
Oh, very good. And that starts at what time?
At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, St. James United, 463 St. Catherine Street West.
Right in the heart of downtown Montreal. Thank you, Reverend.
Bye-bye.